As containment grows on the Lake Christine fire, officials are considering next steps. Landscapes burned in wildfires can be more susceptible to flooding and debris flows during summer thunderstorms. On Thursday, the U.S. Forest Service released its analysis of how the fire could impact the landscape and watershed. It's been a few weeks since the Lake Christine fire tore along the hillsides above Basalt and Elgibel. The flames are gone, but the evidence of the fire is clear on the blackened landscape. It's a haunting change from the usual green or gold slopes. Newspaper columnists have called this a hillscape. But seeing black after a fire is actually sort of a good sign.
As organic matter burns, black is kind of the first color you will see on a light burn. White's kind of intermediate. Red is when ash or when the organic matter has burned a lot.
Beth Anderson is a soil scientist here as part of the U.S. Forest Service's Burn Area Emergency Response, or BEAR, team. This group includes hydrologists, engineers, biologists, and weed specialists. They assess the damage caused by wildfire and the likelihood of floods and mudslides that often follow.
One thing that we look at is soil structure.
We're standing on the south side of Basalt Mountain, where the fire burned on July 3rd and 4th. Anderson digs in the black dirt. In a healthy ecosystem, the soil and vegetation work together to absorb rainwater. When the grasses and plants are burned away and rain hits bare ground, it's up to the soil to deal with the water. If it's been badly burned, the soil isn't able to do its job very well. But here things look pretty good. When she breaks it apart, you can see roots that are still in place, and the soil stays in chunks.
So this right here, I would say this is definitely an unburned soil because it's still maintaining. There wasn't a lot of ash on the surface. The roots are still intact and the structure is still intact.
About a quarter of the burn saw low impacts like this. More than half of the soil was moderately burned, and a smaller percentage was severely impacted. Anderson points out each within a 3-foot circle, including some severely burned reddish soil under a scorched log.
And when I pick it up, it just kind of dissolves. There's not that structure.
This soil crumbles in her fingers, running through them like sand. These soils may repel water, causing it to run off instead of absorbing into the earth, and they account for about 12% of the burn area. Hydrologist and BEAR team lead Liz Schnackenberg explains.
It's almost like paving the watershed.
The BEAR team report says areas that have flooded before the fire will see an increase in magnitude and more frequent events. The U.S. Geological Survey created a map showing the probability of floods and mudslides in the burn area. It's up to 80% in some areas.
But I do think that this terrain will offset some of that. This is a very broken, kind of lumpy, bumpy landscape.
Schnackenberg says there's a lot of uncertainty in the USGS model, and it likely overestimates dangers, in part because of Basalt Mountain's unique topography. Instead of one or two major valleys coming down the hillside, there are a lot of little drainages, and many of them lead into flat meadows.
That can be a good thing because that means lots of little areas that water can settle out in, that sediment can be deposited in.
There are still areas of concern. The BEAR report recommends implementing an early warning system that can alert people if flooding or debris flows are likely during a major rain. But there are already signs of new life on Basalt Mountain. Beth Anderson points out fresh grasses and new oak brush.
You can already see that the vegetation is returning.
With some more rain, grasses and shrubs will likely come back in a couple of months. It'll take longer for the juniper trees to recover. The post-fire landscape is changed, certainly. But as Schnackenberg points out, the charred black will gradually turn to green.
It actually can be a really unique landscape and an opportunity to see that landscape reset itself, which, you know, fire is part of the natural ecology and part of the natural ecosystem.
And generally, she says, that landscape is able to recover. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy, Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.